Church, Father, we come this morning to say thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for blessing us with your presence. Thank you for the spirit that's in here this morning.
Amen.
Father God, I ask right now, Father God, that you would just have your way. That you would use me as you see fit. And Father God, that you would just take this service to another level.
Amen.
Father God, I pray that they would hear you through me and not focus on me.
Amen.
Father God, thank you for even thinking of using someone like me. We count it all joy. And we thank you for this opportunity again to be in your services, Father God. And we thank you for it in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I give all praises to God the Father, Jesus Christ, my Savior and Lord of my life, the Holy Spirit who directs my life. Much love and respect to Pastor Snead. And all the leaders of this church, and then to my family and the ministry of the Pleasant Grove Community Baptist Church.
Amen.
I don't know how long we're going to go this morning. But y'all know I don't like to go long. But we'll be dealing with 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. And if you will, please stand while we read the Word of God. Now this letter to Timothy is from Paul. And it's a much needed letter for all of us. And if you got your Bibles open and turn to the right place, this is what you will find. The Bible says, 2 Timothy, what did I say? Chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Y'all don't prove me, and I got the paper in front of me. Y'all don't do that. Starting to catch your sneeze now. I'm getting showing my age. The Bible says, for that which I, The Bible says, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have commanded unto thee against this day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard from me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was commanded unto thee, keep it by the Holy Ghost which dwells in us. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I'd like to talk to you just for a moment. Hold on to your faith and fight the good fight.
Well,
you may be seated. And you will find that in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, where he says, fight the good fight.
Well,
but Timothy, being a young pastor, needed encouragement, not once, not twice, but many times, to keep his faith. And as we walk this land as Christians, we too need encouragement. Not once, but many times. Day in and day out. My introduction to you this morning, and I am nervous as I don't know what, but I'm in pain as well. John Wesley was walking one day with a troubled man who experienced his doubt of God's goodness. He said, I don't know what I shall do with all these worries and troubles. At that moment, Wesley noticed a cow looking over a stone wall. Do you know, asked Wesley, why the cow is looking over the wall? No, replied his troubled companion. I tell you, said Wesley, because she can't see through it. That's where we are right now. She can't see through it. This is what you must do with your wall of trouble. Look over it and above it.
Well,
faith enables us to look over and above trouble to God, who is our help.
Amen.
Trust God at all times. Hold on to your faith.
Amen.
Paul here is encouraging Timothy to be faithful in his trying times of dealing with false teachings, persecutions in the church. And who better to know this than Paul? And Paul is writing from a prison. Some would say he's not in a prison like he was in the house, but in a dungeon. Well, you got to imagine it's damp and cold and wet that, you know, but he still has enough courage and enough faith to encourage Timothy. See, he's not letting his condition dictate his faith. Do y'all hear me?
Yeah.
You can't let your circumstance and your condition dictate your faith. You let your faith dictate your circumstances. Your circumstances and your trials are coming. But your faith should be more stronger than the trials and circumstances.
Amen.
I said, hold on to your faith and fight the good fight. Because it's going to get tough serving Christ. I know we want it to be all peaches and cream, but it's not like that.
No.
Because see, if you think about what Christ did for us, that we could not do for ourselves, the hard part has been done.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
How many of you will allow somebody to walk past you right now and spit on you without reacting? I know it. That's why Christ did it for you. How many of you are going to let somebody slap you and turn the other cheek? That's why Christ did it for you. Now, how many in here is going to die for everybody else? That's what I thought. That's why Christ did it for us. Knowing who we are, knowing what we are, even though he did what he did, knowing we were going to mess up again.
Well,
anybody here willing to do that? Amen, church. As much as I love y'all and respect y'all, there's no way in the world I'm going to let one of my children die for y'all. It's just not going to happen. But that's why Christ... That's why God did it through his son, Jesus Christ, for us. Because there was nobody else going to take on that task and could take on that task.
That's right.
So that's why I said, don't let your circumstances dictate your faith.
Right.
Let your faith dictate your circumstances. Because they're coming. So I want you to hold on to your faith and fight the good fight.
Well,
so you see, you're going to have to fight to stay within this. Paul tells Timothy, you come from good stock in so many words. Your mother and your grandmother, they have been converted. They know what it is to be faithful. And now it's not time for you to waver. It's time for you to hold on to what you know and who you know. It's time for you to get down in the trenches and grab a hold to that which you know is true. Jesus Christ, you should know by being persecuted and everything, I've lost everything. But yet I'm still persuaded to tell you to trust and to serve Jesus Christ in spite of it all.
Amen.
I may have lost everything, but I didn't lose Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right.
I said hold on to your faith and fight the good fight.
All right.
It's going to come a time when your trials and your circumstances, it's going to seem like it's getting the best of you.
Yeah.
But see, too many of us, we want to serve and be faithful when things are going good.
Yeah.
But see, we got to be good and faithful in all things.
Well,
good and the bad. We got to hold on to it because we know it's coming. We know a turnaround is about to happen. We know that if we get down in them trenches and fight, God is going to show up with Jesus Christ right there. See, he just want to know, how long will you stand up on me?
Well,
I know you're not going to win, but since I showed up, you got the victory. When I got up, you got victory.
Well,
see, I told the devil, I own the keys to hell.
Yeah.
I am the key to heaven. So why would you give up on your faith.
Yeah.
Y'all don't get it.
Well.
Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get it. Because, see, we're going to get beat up in this Christian race. We're going to have our trials and tribulations.
All right.
And it's going to come a time where you don't want to talk to no one. You don't want to see no one. But I want to tell you today, hold on to your faith.
Yeah.
And fight the good fight.
Yeah.
Even when the ones you thought was going to fight with you and they bag off and run off, I want you to hold to your ground. Let's say no. I'm not scared because I belong to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And if I'm in God's hand, who can be against me? Who can do anything to me?
Right.
Hold on to your faith.
Yes,
and fight the good fight. And we all been called from something to do something.
Yes.
See, when we was called out of the world, we weren't called to sit on the bench.
Well,
we was called to do something.
Yeah.
Everybody in here has a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Use your gift.
Yeah.
Paul told Timothy, use your gift, your ultimate gift that God has given you, you use it.
Uh-huh.
See, you need to stand on sound doctrine even though the false doctrine is going on.
Yeah.
You need to let these people know that what you're hearing is false, but what I'm teaching you and preaching to you about Jesus Christ is real.
That's right.
And if you don't know anything, you know that Paul, you've seen all that he go through, and he's encouraging me. So I'm going to encourage you. Fight the good fight.
Yeah.
Hold on to your faith.
Right.
I say this again. When the circumstances come, don't let it change your faith.
All right.
I say it again. When the circumstances come,
uh-huh,
don't let it change your faith.
All
right. See, this is the time we need to dig deeper into Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This is the time where we need to get a little dirty with it. And grab a hold to it. Sometimes you want to do your own thing. Sometimes you just need to pick up the word and get encouraged for yourself.
Well,
don't be looking for the pastor to preach a good word for you.
Well,
don't be looking for the deacon to smile and shake your hand and say, a good job. Maybe you need to find out that you're doing okay by reading the word of God.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on to your faith and fight the good fight. You need to remember, we was called out of sin.
That's right.
And our duty is to help build the kingdom.
That's right.
And to encourage those that are walking beside us.
Right.
Whether you want to or not, you are a role model.
Yeah.
But you're a Christian role model. If you're holding up the bloodstained banner of Christ, and you say you have accepted Jesus Christ, but then understand somebody is watching you.
Yes.
Whether you know it or not, somebody is looking at you, how you handle your circumstances, how you go through what you go through, and how you deal with what you deal with.
Yes.
Trying to see if you're going to waver any bit. Trying to see if this Jesus that you keep talking about, that you keep clinging to, is real.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you right now, it's up to you to do whatever you can at every moment to be Christ-like. Because what you don't want to do is cause them to stay where they are in sin, or to go so far and run back to sin. What you want them to know, I don't care how bad it gets, how dark it gets, how deep the mud gets, I'm going to stick to Jesus Christ because I've gotten this far because of him. I'm going to hold on to my faith, and I'm going to fight the good fight, whether I look like I'm winning or whether I look like I'm losing, because I know in the end, I'm going to win.
Come on.
All
right.
Come on.
We as believers need a strong foundation.
Yes.
And I tell you right now, you can't get no stronger foundation than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you need to know, it's not going to get easier as you serve Jesus Christ. It's getting a little harder the closer he gets to coming back. But what you do is, you don't run and tuck tail. What you do is, you get just like a bird on the wire. You lock your feet in. And you get to waving back and forth. But what you don't do is unloose your feet and fall off the wire. What you don't do is let the wind dictate how long you're going to stay on the wire. What you don't do is say, I done come this far and I'm tired, so God, I'm going to just let it go. No, that ain't what you do. What you do is lock in.
Yeah.
On the word of God. What you do is lock in.
Yeah.
On Jesus Christ. And you hold on.
Yeah.
To your faith.
Yeah.
And you might can't move your feet, but you can flap your wings because you're still fighting.
Yeah.
You might can't say nothing, but you can speak. God, thank you. You're still fighting. Hold on to your faith.
Yeah.
And fight the good fight. Your children need to see you pray sometime. They see you do everything else. They used to anyway, I hope. One time today, all they seen was you sitting around drinking, smoking, gambling. You did everything. And they thought that's the way to go, but now they need to see you praying.
Amen.
They need to see you going to the church.
Yeah.
They need to see that I'm going to talk about God. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to shout about Jesus Christ. You shouted when you was at the game.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to shout about Jesus Christ. You invited everybody over that had a bottle. Why don't you invite everybody over that praying about? Let them see you change your life a little bit.
Yeah.
Let them see that you ain't sitting around smoking. Now you're sitting around reading.
Yeah.
All right. That's all right.
How else they gonna know what to do when times get hard?
Yeah. That's right.
When that bill come and you ain't got no money to pay it, let them know.
Wow.
No, baby, we ain't got the money to pay the bill.
Yeah.
But there's a man named Jesus I'm calling on.
Yeah.
I know it's a deadline on this paper, but he's never failed me yet.
Yeah.
So you keep your faith.
Yeah.
Hold on to it and fight the good fight.
Yeah.
Let them see that you ain't just talking about somebody that don't exist. Let them know that Jesus Christ is real.
Yeah.
And he shows up on time.
Yeah.
Let them know. Satan is just not a name. The devil is not something you see on the cartoons. He's real.
Yeah.
Well, but there was a man named Jesus that can put him in check. Don't you let the devil cause you to doubt or question your faith when your circumstances get to sticking you real good.
Okay.
It's okay to be hurt sometimes.
Right.
It's okay to cry sometimes.
Yeah.
It's okay to not want to talk to somebody sometimes.
Well,
it's okay not to want to see somebody sometimes. That's what your circumstances intended to do. See, it gets everybody out the way so you can focus on God.
Yeah.
That's right.
Somebody say, I prayed for something and I've gotten this far. Now I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
God ain't the author of fear. So what you scared of? See? Going farther? What are you scared of?
Come on.
I got this far to my education, but I'm going to stop now. What? For what? Did God take you this far? He can take you the rest of the way.
Yeah.
I want a better life for myself, and I've gotten to the threshold. But it looks so good over there. I'm scared that I'm going to... Man, go farther.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus Christ is there for, to help you get on through it. Scared. Scared of what? When I was growing up, it was only two things I was scared of: being homeless and God. And I got Jesus Christ, so I'm not worried about being homeless. You're gonna have to anchor down in your faith. Yeah, you're gonna wanna. People gonna make you wanna run off. Make you give up what you're holding on to.
Yeah.
But what you got to do is let your anchor down. You may go around in circles, but you ain't leaving the spot. Because God talking to you. Yeah, you might look like a dog chasing your tail, but you're not. You're just saying, I'm not going to run. I'm going to continue to hold on to my faith. I'm going to continue to fight the fight. Until God said, raise that ankle up, you stay right there. Paul encouraged Timothy more than once. We need to be encouraged. From time to time, it's going to be needed to do this Christian race. And we're going to go as far as God allows to.
That's right.
And then when we can't go no farther, it's not for you to hold on to that torch.
That's
right. for you to pass it on to the next person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, see, you got to look upon the people who came before you, like Moses, like Joshua, like anybody that you looked it up to that just kept talking about Jesus Christ. How many times was you told that you needed Jesus Christ in your life? And you didn't take it right away, but eventually you got a hold to it.
Yeah.
And then when you tried it, you seen what they was talking about.
Yeah.
And then there was something burning on the inside of you.
Yeah.
And you couldn't stop talking about it. People got tired of listening to you. People got tired of you talking about Jesus Christ. But you keep on talking about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because if somebody's around you that needs to hear that word, the gospel will burn.
Yeah.
And it'll stir up in you, and you can't help but let it out.
Yeah.
We're in a better place now that we have Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Who's not going to be excited about that?
Mm.
Don't you worry about being talked about because they talked about Jesus too.
Yeah.
You know, I was growing up one time, and an old lady told me one time, she said, "Baby, don't you worry about them talking about you. Talk only lasts a little while."
Yeah.
And she said, matter of fact, they talked about Jesus, but it didn't stop him. That's why we blessed today.
Yeah.
So go on and get talked about and keep lifting Jesus up.
Yeah.
Go on and get talked about, but hold on to your faith.
Yeah.
And hold on to your faith. And then hold on to your faith some more. But you keep fighting. You keep telling people about Jesus Christ, because this is where it's at, in Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Never be ashamed of the gospel.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, the gospel is the very thing that burns on the inside of us.
Well,
that incites us as Christians to know that Jesus did for me what nobody else would. Jesus has brought me farther than I ever thought I'd go.
Amen.
Jesus gave me salvation through him. Jesus has given me victory over death. Oh, I know I got to go from here, but that ain't the end of my run.
Yeah.
You see, I get to go to the Father.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what you're talking about, but Jesus is where it's at.
That's right. Yeah.
And I don't care what goes and comes, you hold on to your faith.
Yeah.
And you fight the good fight.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Bible says in verse 15, "This thou knowest, that all that which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom," I can't say that. That's the wrong verse anyway. I'm sorry. The Bible says in verse 18, "The Lord gang unto me, that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and that in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, through knowing very well."
Mm-hmm.
So you got to understand, Timothy was sent on a mission, and things got a little hard for him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to know that when you out here doing work, that you got somebody to turn to, that you got somebody to encourage you, that you got somebody that's going to tell you the real deal about this race, that when you proclaim Jesus Christ, you're going to meet some opposition.
Well,
that's right.
And what I like about Paul is prison didn't bother him.
Mm-hmm.
And what I liked about him also, that he kept encouraging Timothy, don't be ashamed, don't run, and hold on to your faith.
Yeah.
You may end up just where I am too, but you hold on to your faith.
Yeah.
Because see, what you're doing is you're spreading the gospel like a wildfire.
Yeah.
Well, and you don't know who it's going to catch a hold to, but you just keep spreading it. You just keep talking about it.
Yeah.
And maybe it's somebody young, maybe it's somebody old, maybe it was somebody right at their deathbed that finally accepted Jesus Christ, but you keep talking about it.
Yeah.
And no matter how hard the devil come after you, you keep holding on to your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep fighting. And when I say you keep fighting, you keep talking about Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You keep trusting in him.
Yeah.
Hold on to your faith.
Yeah.
Because none of us was worthy of what Jesus did for us.
Amen.
None of us was worthy. I don't care how much you want to look on yourself. I'm all this. No, you're not. Salvation was only given to us through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It wasn't because of your good looks, no. I guarantee you. Well, it wasn't because of how many master degrees you have. No, you're not going to get salvation that way. You get something, but it won't be salvation. I thank God.
Yeah.
That he's everywhere. Some of y'all was in the country when he talked to you. Some of y'all was in the ghetto. Some of y'all was in the street doing whatever. But somebody kept talking to you about Jesus Christ. And it changed your life. You see, when we're in the hood, as they say, a lot of times we let that be a depression state. Like I said, I wasn't scared of nothing but death and God. So I wasn't going to continue to let where I grew up dictate my outcome in life. Not once I had a praying mother. Not once I kept hearing about Jesus Christ. God knows I had no idea that I would be up here preaching. So God has a place for you just as he did for me. But what you got to do is hold on to him. Grab a hold and see where he'll take you. If you don't never try him, you'll never know. We're blessed. And Paul was letting Timothy know, man, your grandmother and your mother are there for you, and you know what kind of stock you come from. It ain't no need to turn it around. Some of us come from good stock. You know, people was telling us about Jesus Christ. That's why we are what we are, and we have a better life in him. Sin is no longer your master once you get a hold to Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
You're in Christ now. You have victory.
That's right.
Through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But know that the devil is not happy with your change. Oh, no, he's frowned up and he's coming after you. Some things may and will get tougher for you and I. But hold on to your faith and fight the good fight. Because he will attack you, your family, your job, your loved ones, your children. Anything he can get to make you turn back around, he's going to do it. But I tell you, bend your knees. Hold on to your faith and fight the good fight. What you don't do is take the towel and throw it in. Wipe your brow with the towel. Fold it up and put it on the floor. And lay one knee on it and get to praying. And see when things turn around from you. Eventually the devil gonna bag up off of you. Why? Because Jesus Christ is gonna get him up off of you. Hold on to your faith. Fight the good fight. We know, as I close, we know. Having victory in Christ, we all face. Everything that we face in this life is temporary. It don't last long. Let your faith be stronger than what you're going through. There is a promised crown on layaway.
All right.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
See, as you traveling through this race, you're paying towards your crown. And eventually, God gonna say, well done, good and faithful servant. I like the way you held on to your faith. I like the way you were serving. I like the way you fought the good fight. I got something for you. Come on and get it. Come on and get it. Now, you don't have to put up with that no more. You come on and rest now. Come on and get your crown now. That's what the playing the Super Bowl. They want the Super Bowl. They want the crown. They want the big trophy. Well, I want you to know, Christian, you got a trophy better than any Super Bowl. You got a crown that's made by God's hands. You got to understand that you done ran the race now. And you got the victory. Now you get to go home and rest. Hold on to your faith and fight the good fight. As I close, I say this. There was a young boy who was in the grocery store. I told this before. And his dad was down in the cellar. And he heard his daddy's voice. And he said, Daddy, where are you? He said, Son, I'm down here. He said, but I can't see you. But his daddy said, but I can see you. He said, why don't you just jump? He said, Daddy, he hesitated. And we hesitate too much. He said, son, if you jump, I'm going to catch you. The boy jumped, and he ended up in his father's arm. All I'm telling you, Christian, is hold on to your faith. Fight the good fight and jump. And see what will God catch you. Yeah. And see what will he take you. Somebody here today needs to jump into salvation. Somebody needs to try Jesus Christ for what he's called for. See, won't your life change? Somebody needs to stop being a backbiter. Come back to Jesus Christ. There's a lot of empty pews in here. You need a church home? We got plenty of room.
Amen.
We need some more singers. Never have too many deacons. Never have too many people on the doors. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Let somebody know that Jesus Christ is real. And he is the only one that can give you salvation. I tell you today, as I ask you to stand, hold on to your faith and fight the good fight. God bless you.